Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are commercial free during the expressway with our final Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway of the week coming up momentarily. Then we'll have the junk drawer, and then the color analyst for the Winnipeg Jets will join us at 8 o'clock this morning here on Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. What does the playmaker Michael Irvin think about the Cowboys' brand new receiver on FS1?
It's a freak out. He can make plays that very few people that ever put on a pair of shoulder pads and helmet can make. You add that to what the Dallas Cowboys have right now. It is what I have sat there. It's what I have talked about. And obviously, they over there were watching me because they got exactly what we need. We're back in the fight. You ain't got to ask me the question, does this put them back in the fight? We're back in the fight.
We're back in the fight.
In the fight.
So there's playmaker.
I mean, he look,
and I agree with him, by the way.
Yeah, it's no surprise that Michael would love a type of, first of all, a receiver, yep, but also a type of player that George Pickens is. I mean, that's, look, receivers, I think receivers would gravitate and point to him and be like, all right, you know what? That's one of us. Like, that's one of us. He's got, because I do believe to be a receiver, a great receiver, you got to have a little diva in you. You got to have a little bit of a diva. And he can make plays. He's a big play guy. So I could absolutely see how Michael would love this.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think he is, from just the draft they had where Booker kind of stabilizes some things on the offensive line. You feel like you got another dynamic pass rusher. You add George Pickens now. I mean, I think that there's enough here to say they have not just marginally improved, they're significantly better than they were at the end of last year, I think. And they're better equipped to contend for a playoff spot now than they were a month ago.
The only offensive question now is running back.
Yeah. And you may have an answer, you just don't know. You don't feel confident in it. But it may work. You just, there's not that's settled and I know it's working.
If the O-line is really good,
yep,
then they'll have a good running attack. Really, regardless. I mean, they'll have a better one, I should say.
It's very arrogant of you, I'd say.
I know. Yeah. Yes, maybe it is.
That's what I've heard
so
before.
So if I asked you to name the person on TV that loves this move the most, you probably would have easily guessed Michael Irvin. If I ask you to name the show or the person that is going to annoy you the most with their opinion on this, either network, who would it be or what show?
Orlovsky.
Okay.
Craig Carton.
Okay, well, I don't even count him as relevant.
LeSean McCoy.
Is he out of prison?
LeSean McCoy, Bobby. I was going to save this for the debut of Worst Take at 9, but there's going to be a lot of people who don't think this is a worst take. Shady was asked on FS1 whether George Pickens helps get Dak over the hump.
He's not getting over the hump, and it's not because of no George Pickens. I think George Pickens is a really, really good wide receiver. I would love for him to be on my team because that's how good he is, but it's not about him. It's about the quarterback. Let me tell y'all something, though, because y'all always talk about he needs help. And I was thinking about, like, all these years he's been playing with the Cowboys, they always seem to find him help. And it's not enough for some people. I don't know. But since Dak has been with the Cowboys, he's had 55 Pro Bowlers. That's the second most. That's a lot, man.
A lot.
Offense and defense, and he needs more help. Yeah. And y'all talk about the NFC Championship game. The only thing that matters is that when we get in the playoffs, right, can number 4 do it? It's not going to be about no Michael Parsons because he's going to deliver. CeeDee Lamb, he's always going to deliver. George Pickens, I believe he's going to deliver. It's not about them. It's about number 4. And I know y'all get mad when I talk like this, but I can't change the conversation that y'all want to hear.
All right. Yes, he's had a lot of Pro Bowlers. Yes, he's had help. The Cowboys brand also manufactures Pro Bowlers that don't necessarily deserve to be Pro Bowlers because they give them names.
Yeah.
Michael Gallup, I like Michael Gallup. He's a good player. It was, right? But
did he make the Pro Bowl?
No. I don't think so. But
hell no.
Michael Gallup was a name that was known in the NFL because he played for the Cowboys. If he played for Miami or Jacksonville, nobody would have any idea who he is.
But who votes on the Pro Bowl?
Fans.
Okay.
And then, I mean, yeah, Tyler Huntley was a Pro Bowler. Is he going to throw him in there? By the way, I should say, when he says 55 Pro Bowlers, he means there have been 55 Pro Bowl selections. There have not been 55 players
right.
it's named been to the Pro Bowl.
It's 11 been, players.
Zach Martin's been named 7 times. That contributes to the 55. Yeah. Like, there's those. And also, he's contributing Dak's own Pro Bowl appearances to that number, too.
Well, look, I've always agreed with the notion that Dak has had enough help. That's my opinion. So I agree with Shady in that regard.
A lot of years, yeah. I think some years he hasn't, but a lot of years he has. There have been some years where he has to own it.
Yeah. So that is going to be, I'm surprised that more people did not take it to Dak Prescott this week. I didn't even think of Dak until LeSean McCoy did his usual thing on FS1. Now let's get to a little more negative. Stephen A. Smith, cut 13, Pepe. His reaction to the deal on First Take.
This dude is supposed to be a headache. You got a new coach that nobody wanted, that you elevated in Brian Schottenheimer. That's what you got right there, right? You got him, right? You got Dak Prescott, who's allergic to prosperity come playoff time, right? So we know that's going on, right? And you don't have really much of a running game because Rico Dowdle, you didn't even try to hold on to him. You went and got this brother Williams from Denver, right? Because he was half the price. I mean, instead of $6 million, we're going to play $3 million. I mean, just stop the presses. What a big move for our running game, right? Which basically means you're going to be passing the ball all day long. And the more you pass, the more it sets the stage for Dak Prescott to make a mistake when it matters most. Congratulations to the Cowboys. I'm sure it looks good on paper as it always does. I'm sure the Dallas Cowboy faithful is looking
you
around.
You already planned it for their downfall? Give them a break. We ain't even been to OTAs yet.
It's easy.
So there it is. Easy prediction. This is easy for him to land every year too because mathematically, just saying a team will lose. They'll end up getting knocked out in the playoffs. That's an easy thing to do, but this is the bit.
Yeah, and this is, he's riding high right now. You got to think. He's got Cowboys news right here. He's got the Knicks with the two comebacks against the Celtics. That dude.
$20 million contract.
He could barely.
Running for president.
He could barely.
Soap operas.
He could barely contain his giggling on set yesterday when they came to him for the Knicks stuff. Like, you just saw him. He's just like. He's loving it. This is peak Stephen A. Smith time. So, yeah, you knew he was going to lean into his take right here.
What's the Dak QB list that had you flummoxed?
Where he lands on the power rankings of all the quarterbacks in the National Football League. He comes in at...
Who came out? Who was desperate enough in this offseason to come out with their first top 10 quarterback list?
It was CBS. CBS did it.
So if it was CBS, it was... what's his name?
Prisco?
No, it's the other...
Cody Benjamin.
Yep, that's him.
I don't know who that is.
He's an idiot. They've got 80 writers, and I knew it was that one.
More on Cody at 9 a.m. in Worst Take.
Yes.
Because it's part of this. But Dak is at 14. 14. That is the ranking for him. It says he can put up
after
numbers.
After the trade?
Yeah. He can put up numbers with the best of them when healthy, doing all the little things well for the pocket. The problem is, despite the absence of a defining late-year surge, he is consistently off the field. They've played 26 games since the year 2020 without Dak Prescott.
So let's get the names, 1 through 10.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dak.
One through Dak?
Yeah.
13 is CJ Stroud.
Okay.
Justin Herbert at 12. Baker at 11. Brock at 10. Goff at 9. Love at 8. Stafford at 7. Mahomes at 6.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Allen at 5. Lamar. Joe Burrow.
Wait a second. You just named everyone.
I know.
You named Allen, Burrow, Mahomes.
That's why it's part of my worst take.
There's no other top three list that anyone has in the league.
Well, they're in our division. Hurts at 2. Jaden at 1.
Okay, so when I say this guy's an idiot.
One.
He just accomplished what he wanted. He got his name mentioned.
He has his name mentioned.
Jaden won.
The first line of it is recency bias, question mark. Sure. That's the line.
Wow. That will be the craziest quarterback list of the entire offseason.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing else will even come close.
And you know what? And yeah, because the craziest part of that is not Dak at 14. I mean, I disagree with Dak at 14. I don't blame anyone who right now, this heading into the season, will put Dak in that area roughly right now. Because there's just, he had the injury. He wasn't playing well last year to start. And there's going to be questions about it.
A lot of top 10 quarterbacks. We tried to figure this out when you're out.
Are the first one in the top 10.
No, but we were like,
Chop and I both had Dak in our top 10. Peyton didn't. Old WI Peyton. You know,
we always say, oh, he's a top 10 quarterback. And they're like, but we said that about like 20 guys. Like, so how many are there actually in the top 10? Because if you go, like, it's hard to figure out your 10 because, I mean, this thing's got Stroud at 13.
Yeah. Look, when you get in a Baker stat, right now you could make, I'd take Dak over Baker. You can make a Baker argument. Herbert is overrated. You can make your Herbert argument. You can do it with Stafford, guys like that.
Yeah, you can. I mean, there's a lot of guys that you can make an argument for to be in there. Purdy's an interesting one. Where do you slot him? Do you slot Goff? Love.
Man, I forgot. I'm looking at our lists from back a couple months ago. I forgot how bad Peyton's list was. Holy cow. It's really bad.
Oh,
wow. 1 to 10, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Fine. Okay, we all had the same top four. Hurts, Goff, Daniels, Stafford, Love.
Hey, slow down. Hurts won the Super Bowl.
At 5.
Goff. Daniels.
1 seed.
Stafford, Love, Baker.
Why is that bad?
Because it doesn't have Brock Purdy in it.
Okay.
That's a top 10 quarterback.
The guy goes for 115 yards a game. I mean, come on.
Peyton, this is why he's WI Peyton. He had the highest ranking for Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts on this list.
He called Jaden Daniels before the season?
No, this was a couple months ago. This was like March when we did this.
All right, so we've done two quarterback offseason lists. I'm making fun of CBS. All right, final.
Ours are good. They're not Cody Benjamin stupid.
Final Stephen A. clip with a prediction for Cowboy fans after the trade.
This is what they want. They got to steal the headlines. They stole the headlines during Super Bowl week. They're going to try to steal. Now they're stealing it during the NBA playoffs. Fine. It's all yours. They're going to make headlines, and you're going to see Dallas Cowboy fans everywhere. Pickens with CeeDee Lamb, and Dak is back healthy. You know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? You know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's just set up for right now. At least they're not going to stink in September. They're going to go back to teasing us into believing that they're relevant, and right up until around Christmas time or so, a little bit after, and then after that they plummet. Wait for it. Just be patient.
So there it is.
Does he not get, like, when he's talking about, oh, all these headlines, like, you are in the news, you are a show that literally drives headlines. There's headlines on the little graphic that you have. So when you're talking about, oh, all these headlines, you're creating them right now. You are participating in that. You are one of the drivers of those headlines, and yet you're mocking that being the case.
Well, all the mocking and all the cheering, all of that is just fake.
I know.
But people react to it.
It's a show.
People still react to it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.